Set your spirit on fire and let Dr. LaWanna Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. LaWanna Steins, call 760-315-1967 or visit atouchfromabove.org. And now here's your A Touch From Above host, Dr. LaWanna Steins.
God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. LaWanna, and this is A Touch From Above. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so excited all that God is doing. I know you hear that, but I really am. I cannot begin to tell you all that God is doing at the Prayer Mountain. It's wonderful to see people come up to pray. That touches my heart. To see somebody come for 3 days and pray and fast, or maybe a group comes. I think we have another group coming. What, 20? How many? 20 are coming. A group of 20 are coming in, and they will pray all day long. They'll pray around that prayer. We have a fire pit there, and we have a big old stack of wood, so they get wood in the fire pit, and somebody will either play the guitar. Or one group brought, I never even knew it existed, an electric battery-operated keyboard, and they were worshiping around the fire pit. But I'm telling you what, it's so awesome. It just makes your hair stand up. Somebody's praying by the fire pit. Somebody's praying in one of the cabins. Somebody's praying up by the upper room. Somebody's up by the cross, and they're just talking to God. Wow, wow, wow. You know, I think we have to understand the power of who our God is. And when we understand that, you know, Satan is a thief and a liar, and he just comes to destroy. And I think about the Word of God. In Colossians chapter 1, reading in verse 13 through 14, it says, Jesus has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins. Do you realize that Jesus is a refuge from the storm of sin? Sin destroys. You know, and when you understand, I want to read to you. Sometimes you may not understand that there are demon spirits that try to dominate people. And I'm going to show you through the Word of God. And I'm reading out of Mark chapter 1. Verse 21, then they went into Capernaum, and immediately on the Sabbath day, Jesus entered the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Now, got to listen, this is somebody sitting in their sanctuary. Now there was a man in their synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out. That was that demon crying out. It wasn't this man. Now, in the natural man would say, excuse me, get the ushers. He's disturbing the service. Now there was a man in the synagogue with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Oh, my goodness. That devil was announcing who Jesus was. But Jesus rebuked him, saying, be quiet and come out of him. Do you understand what happened? That spirit left that man. That man had been sitting in the congregation of the synagogue all those years with an unclean spirit. And you know what? And everybody else just said, hey, brother, what's happening? Oh, I'm fine. You know, this guy was unclean, had demons all inside of him, had no clue, disrupting, probably who knows what he was up to. But can I tell you, when you understand that the devil is a liar, he's a thief, he's a robber. Let me take you to another one. In Mark chapter 9, this breaks my heart here. Then one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. This is the natural man. My son can't hear. He can't hear out of his ears. He's got a mute spirit. And now you got to listen. How can you describe this demon? Well, hold on. Listen. And whenever it seizes him, he's talking about, this is the father talking about his son, it throws his son down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, becomes rigid, So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. Do you understand what was happening here? They brought this boy to Jesus' disciples, but see, even the disciples couldn't see. Oh, Jesus was upset. He answered and he said to the father, to the disciples, "Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring the boy to me." And then they brought him to Jesus. And when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed the young boy and he fell on the ground, wallowed, foaming at the mouth. You know what people would say today? Oh my goodness, he's having an epileptic attack. Somebody brings the medicine. Oh my goodness. They don't realize it's a demon. It's a demon spirit that has taken this boy. So Jesus asked the father, "How long has this been happening to him?" And he said, "From childhood." And often, gotta listen, this father's describing the actions of this demon. "And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him." Do you understand that that demon wanted to kill that boy? You have to understand, we have demonic forces all around us, and you have to be able to get on your spiritual glasses. "And often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, Jesus, have compassion on us and help us." And Jesus said to the father, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, "Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief." When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to it, "You deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more." Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of the young boy, and he became as one dead, so that many said, "Oh, he's dead." But Jesus took the young boy by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "This kind can only come out by nothing but prayer and fasting." Do you know he wasn't talking about the demon? Did you know that? Do you know what he was talking about? He was talking about their unbelief. Their unbelief. You see, people today don't believe that Jesus can still heal. People don't believe that anymore. They think, "Oh, well, you know, whatever." You know, but Jesus delivered. He delivers from demoniacs. He delivers from sickness. He had a spirit of infirmity. He had a spirit of deaf and dumb. It convulsed him. It threw him on the ground. You know, you have to understand, there are demon spirits that try to attach themselves to people. But what happens is people let them just sit week after week after week, year after year after year in church instead of casting them out. Why? The same Jesus that was risen from the dead, he's come. Why did Jesus come? Colossians, he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through the blood and the forgiveness of sins. Do you understand? Jesus said with all of his heart, mind, and soul, what did he say? He has surely bore our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken by God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. You don't think there's power in the name of Jesus? We can take refuge from the storm in the name of Jesus. Do you understand? For God sent his Son into the world not to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. You see, Jesus wants to deliver you from that demonic lying spirit of pornography, that lying demon spirit of lust, that lying demon spirit of migraine headaches, that lying demon spirit that continually twists your back again and again and again. You see, in 2 Corinthians 5:21, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." You see, you have to understand something. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus, you understand, he is the healer. He still heals today. Psalms 91:4 said, He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. How can Jesus heal you if you don't believe? You see, people walk around with the spirit of infirmity, but you know what they do? They keep feeding it like a little teeny baby monkey until it becomes a gorilla. You ever seen anybody that, hypochondriac? Sorry if I pronounce that wrong. Who walks around, oh yeah, my head hurts. Oh no, my ears hurt. No, my eyes hurt. Oh, I think I'm going blind. Oh my goodness, my toe hurts. Oh no, it's going to get amputated. Oh my gosh, my back hurts. Oh, I think I got cancer. I think I pulled a disc out of my back. You know, a hypochondriac, some people love to be sick, but they don't even know it. It's not even them. It's a spirit. Hello. Psalms chapter 16, verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand, there's pleasures forevermore. You see, we have to understand that this is a time for us to walk in abundance, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You see, Jesus is the healer, but your flesh wants to war against the spirit. Galatians chapter 5, verse 17, for the flesh lusts against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary one to another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. You see, let me read to you out of John chapter 5. This is a powerful story. And I think about this guy here, and I think about how many people are still bound by the enemy. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1, then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains. You can imagine this demoniac had probably broken chains hanging from his ankles, probably from his wrists, probably a chain around his neck that he broke, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. You got to hear who this guy is. And always, night and day, he was tormented night and day. He was in the mountains and in his tombs, crying, cutting himself with stones. Do you understand? This demoniac is tormented. Do you understand today the teenagers, they take him in and they say, oh my gosh, my teenager's a cutter. They keep cutting themselves. Stop it. It's a demon. You have to recognize it's a demonic force. That thing can be cast out of them. Look what he says, crying out and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, the demoniac ran. And the man wanted to be free. The man went down to worship God. And he cried out with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by the God, that you do not torment me. Do you realize how many demons he had? He had thousands of demons in him, legion. Do you know what the word legion? He says, what's your name? He said, my name is Legion, for we are many. He had literally thousands and thousands of demons in him. And he also begged Jesus earnestly that he would not send him out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons, this is one man. Are you listening to me? All the demons begged Jesus, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter them. We're talking a couple thousand pigs. And at once Jesus gave them permission. Then the unclean spirits, you can imagine all these demons came out. Unclean spirit went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd of pigs ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned in the sea. So those who fed the swine fled. I bet you they did. I bet you they were scared. Do you understand what happened there? You see, today, a lot of people don't realize in Ephesians chapter 5, let me go there really fast. Oh my goodness, word up, word up, word up, Ooh, the Word of God is so powerful. It says right here in the Word of God, hallelujah, says, oh my goodness. Oh, I'm telling you, it just shocks me sometimes. It says, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. You see, Jesus wasn't going to wrestle with this man, the demoniac. He wasn't going to wrestle with him. You think Jesus is going to wrestle with the boy who's foaming at the mouth? He's not going to mess with the boy that's foaming at the mouth. He's not going to yell at the father, well, why didn't you take care of this earlier? For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against, are you ready? We're talking demons. We're talking about powers and authority, principalities. I know a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but let me tell you something. There's so many demoniacs out there, you don't even have a clue. A lot of them are sitting in your church. But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts. Do you understand the word hosts? It's like the heavenly host of angels in the book of Revelation. What does he say? 10,000 upon 10,000 upon 10,000 angels, host of wickedness. So he's talking about demonic forces against spiritual host of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all to stand therefore, having girded your waist with the truth. This is why Christians need to learn the word. Why? So that you are ready for battle. Your waist with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the helmet of faith with which you will be able to quench all, not just one, all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. I don't know why everybody leaves the Spirit, Holy Ghost speaking in tongues, off of the armor. They always put the sword, the sandals, the helmet, but they always leave that last part, praying and supplication in the Spirit. Being watchful to this very end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hello. Right now you are bound by a demon. I love you, but you keep getting up and you keep getting alcohol. Let me tell you something. Years ago, I don't have much time, so I got to go quick. I was in Colorado, and this one gentleman was a real precious, good friend of mine. He said, can you please come and help me pray with my uncle? And I said, sure. So we went from Colorado Springs to Denver, and we went up to the third floor where his apartment was. We got there. The apartment was completely dark. He had the curtains closed. I walked in the door, and I could feel like my hair stood up. I thought, man, there's some demons in this house. And I looked down and I looked on the couch. I didn't even see him when I first walked in. Is his uncle was sitting there hunched back. His tips of his fingers were filled with nicotine. I looked on the table and there was ashtray after ashtray after ashtray with nothing but, I don't know how many hundreds of cigarettes put out. And all of a sudden I looked and there's tequila and whiskey bottles and beer bottles, and there's all kinds of liquor bottles everywhere. He's hunched up like he's crumbling away, and his hands are full of nicotine. And he hears me come in, and I tell my friend, whoa, Jesus. I said, Jesus is needed here. That's what I said. And all of a sudden, when I said, Jesus is needed here, the man looks up at me, and he gives me that, and he looks at me, and all of a sudden he reaches down for his shoe. Gotta imagine, you gotta see this in your head. He reaches for his shoe and he picks up his shoe and he goes, and he pretends like he's drinking out of the heel of his shoe. He goes, leave me alone, get out of here. Leave me alone. And he goes, fill it up, honey. And he's mocking me. And I told my friend, get out of the way. And he goes, what? I go, move out of the way. And he goes, okay. So he moved and I looked at him and I got real close to him. And I said, you unclean, lying, demon spirit of alcohol, come out of him in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden he looks at me and he goes, yeah, and he starts manifesting. And I grab him by the shoulders. I said, come out. And I shook him. Come out, I said, in Jesus' name. All of a sudden he fell back on the couch. I thought I killed him, poor guy. But all of a sudden he fell back on the couch and he goes, and then he looks at his nephew and he goes, what are you doing here? And he goes, I came here. I'm worried about you. He goes, oh my gosh, look at this place. I'm sorry. You know, the guy had been like that for days and days and days. He had a demon spirit. Do you know, we cleaned up his place, got him in another place, got him some help. And today that man went to go be with Jesus after he was cleaned up. You can't play with those demons. You can't play with those demons. Oh my goodness. I have story after story to tell you. It makes my hair stand up when I think about it. Whoa. You know, greater is the God who dwells within us than he that's in the world. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises up in judgment we will condemn, for that is the heritage of the servants of the Most High God. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law of the Lord he meditates day and night and night and day, and he will be like a tree that is planted by the rivers of living water. You see, you got to get the word down inside of you. This Bible is filled with places where God delivered the demoniac. He delivered the blind man. He delivered the leper. He delivered the woman that had an issue of blood for 18 years. He delivered the other one who was sick for 12 years. There's no problem too hard for God. No problem too hard for God. But you have to believe. You have to believe. We've gotten to a place now, it's like, well, you know, I think the problem is you got arthritis. Well, I think the problem is they got epileptic. Maybe we should get them some pills. So now they name those demons and then they numb them and they let them stay in the bodies. I don't know about you, but I had cancer. You know, it's a spirit of infirmity. I almost died. I needed a miracle. You're listening and you are sick. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over the demonic spirit of infirmity and sickness in Jesus' name. Father, I pray healing over every single one of these listeners that are listening, healing from alcohol, healing from drug addiction, healing, Lord, from sickness and infirmity and the lies that have been painted to them. I take authority over that evil report, for life and death is in the power of our tongue. And Father, they have believed the lie that has been spoken to them. I break that yoke of hypochondriac in Jesus' name. I bind every demonic spirit right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and take that healing. Rise up. Know that God said it. That settles it. He said he, by his stripes we are healed. According to Isaiah, by his stripes we are healed. That's why the baby was born. He wasn't just a baby. He was the Savior. He was the healer. He was the Lamb of God. He was the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon, the Great I Am, our banner of victory, our healer, our redeemer, our redemption, our shield and our fortress. He loves you. You know what? I love you too. And I'm sick and tired of the devil making everybody sick and tired. You know what? Come up to the prayer mountain. You know, Jesus loves you. He cares a lot about you. Don't run around still addicted and tormented in your mind. Let Jesus set you free. I promise you, he loves you more than you even love yourself. He gave his only begotten son to deliver you and set you free. That's why he came, to destroy the works of the enemy, to destroy him. Don't live tormented for the rest of your life. Jesus loves you, and so do I. God bless you. Don't forget, get in that car, come up to a church service. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I love you. Have a great, fantastic, awesome Jesus-filled day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Steins. Have you read her book, A Mother's Story? It's a must-read, a heart-gripping, true story. A murdered husband, a single mother, and a fight with cancer. For your support of any amount, you'll receive her book. Send your support to A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065, or give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly to
my rescue. Join A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain as they present The Book of Ruth, a live drama, March 29th and 30th. Don't miss this powerful story of Kinsman's Redeemer, which represents Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Come early at 6 p.m. to save your seat or call ahead. Show starts at 7 p.m. Limited seating available. Call 760-315-1967. A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 16145 Highway 67, Ramona, California. atouchfromabove.org.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way. Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power.